Well, it's a period in my life when my mother suddenly died for 12 years ago. I've been able to work through my sorrow with help of my paintings. And icons help me because the icon has a spiritual power which comes from the icons itself, kind of light, and create and capture the light has always been the greatest challenge for to many artists through centuries. Mm. And I try to create it on my own way. Mm. But I remember it was very difficult for me, this period. It was a big shock. So I went to Russia and I could visit a lot of churches and monasteries, and icons, they showed right way for me. Mm. I couldn't pay any more landscape because it was so important questions for me about life and death. It's still. I try to work with it, and church. It's fantastic, beautiful place to show painting.
And now you're a contemporary artist. So I mean, you interpret the icons, I suppose, in your own way. How do people respond to that?
Sometimes it will be it can be a misunderstanding because I'm not icon painter, I artist, but I'm inspired from icon. I also use symbolize of icons different colors. For instance, blue is very spiritual colors. It's color of sky, it's linked to heaven, it's divine life, and red color, it's it means life, life that Christ gave us through shedding his blood, and gold, it's a very special color. It's not regarded as a color, but as a form of light. Again, light. Mm. And light, it's essence of God, essence of divinity.
Light seems to be an important theme for you. You seem to mention light a lot.
Right, yeah. Right. It's light. I mean, faith for me. It's someone said, faith, it's like electricity. You can't see it, but you can see the light. Christ said, I'm the light of the world. It's something I just try to capture and create. It's not so easy, but it's my attempt to do it.
And I'm talking now with Patrick Comerford. And Patrick, you're canon with Christ Church. So, I mean, you have a connection there with Christ Church. And you are going to be, well, Christ Church is going to be hosting Ludmila's exhibition. How did you feel about this exhibition?
I think it's wonderful. I think it's a very good opportunity for people in Ireland and not just in Dublin, because it's worth coming to actually enter into a modern interpretation of a deep spiritual heritage that should be shared with the whole church and is not just part of the Eastern Church's tradition.
Mm. Because that would have been traditionally, people would have associated icons with, you know, the Greek Orthodox or the Russian Orthodox.
Yes, but it is part of the whole tradition of the church. And going back to the councils of the church, this was one of the early debates in the church. And we all agreed that icons were an important way of reading our way into the story of salvation and having a glimpse of heaven. And so when we look at icons, we read them rather than worshipping them, just as in the same way when we read the Bible, we're not worshipping the paper or the print or the typeface, but we're being invited into the whole mystical story. And icons invite us into that mystery of God being made present for us in the world today. And this is something that we have missed out on so much for many centuries, either because we saw it as being something ethnic for the Orthodox churches, or because we saw it wasn't part of the Western tradition, or because in some parts of the Western church we saw it as, we wondered whether this was slightly idolatrous or overemphasizing the saints and Mary as opposed to Christ. But all icons point to Christ and to Christ's work of salvation, and all icons invite us in as members of the church to be part of that and to rejoice in it. And there's no question of it being anything other than a new way of us being refreshed in our understanding of our relationship with Christ. And I think a turning point came perhaps in the 1970s and the 1980s. First of all, when people started to visit places like Russia as Eastern Europe opened up, or went on holidays to countries like Cyprus and Bulgaria, Romania and Greece.
So this is something that you absolutely welcome and you're delighted to see coming to Christchurch.
As someone who has been using icons in my own prayer life for the last three decades, I think this is just a wonderful opportunity for people to see that this is not just part of the historical past, but part of the tradition that is developing and growing and alive and is a gift for the whole church.